My parents, they got divorced when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I blame myself for that, for them divorcing. But then as I got older, I realized the truth. Like, it's not like my fault. You know, it's my sister's. I worry about my mom sometimes because she's single. She doesn't want to remarry or date or nothing like that. I don't want my mom to be alone. Like, I want her to have somebody, you know? Even though as a kid, I'd worry about her. You know, when you were a kid, probably more guys would have this, like, friends, like, tease you at school to make fun of you. They make, like, your mom jokes, you know? They'd be like, oh, I'd bang your mom, you know? I'd fuck your mom, you know? And I'd be like, I don't know, man. Like, I wish you would. It's like, like, somebody should, like... God, you should fuck her and take her to the theater. She would love that. You know why? Because Laura's a great lady who deserves pleasure, you know? More than anybody I know, you know? Like, don't fuck her and not call her. Like, don't ghost my mom. But it's like, yeah, be cool to her, you know? Also, it's like, yeah, you're my friend. That's who I would want to end up with my mom. All right, not some stranger. You're good enough for me, you're good enough for her. You've been vetted. Right? Like my dad, he'd cheat on my mom and bounce. My friend, you shared your Dunkaroos with me. Just be my new dad, you know? Just fuck my mom. Join the family. Believe in me. I dare you. I dare you. I dare all of you. Everyone who clapped, I dare you. Well, I went to my friend's wedding earlier this year. That was probably a mistake. I don't think he should have gotten married. But I'm only saying that because that's what he told me. You can't say anything. You just got to put on a suit and keep a secret near people. Nobody wants you to object at a wedding. There's no room for that. But, you know, there's an argument to be made. There's that moment, we all know, unless you write your own vows, where the officiant will say, like, unless any of you could think of any reason why these two should not be together, speak now, forever hold your peace. It's a phrase I don't think... we've taken enough advantage of. Really zoomed in on the text. If any of you can think of any reason, there's room to play there, you know? That moment has been ruined by movies where every time there's an objection, the guy objects and he's like, you guys can't get married because I love her. But it's like, I don't love her. I don't love him. I don't even want to be here. If we're I'm just saying, if we're brainstorming reasons... let's get to work. They should be inviting reasons. The divorce rate is so high in this country because we're just watching our friends make mistakes all the time. It shouldn't be rhetorical. They should be like, can anyone think of any reason? You should be able to go like, yeah, your work schedules don't line up, you know? When are you going to hang out, you know? He's too quick to anger. She's just got out of a thing and is looking for a Band-Aid. And if they hear all that and be like, we know, but we still want to get married, I'd be like, all right, I'll get you a blender. It's also a little late to be asking for reasons at the wedding. I already had a friend tie my tie, you know? Probably the RSVP form is the latest you should be asking. That'd be a good spot for it, you know? You know when they ask like what meal you want, you know, they could just like have a little slot. Like, do you want the chicken marsala or do you want the veal parmesan or... well, Sven, you could think of any reason why you should not be doing this. Just write it in or try the veal.